The years of 1946 and 1947, when that classic lineup of Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys came together, are legendary among bluegrass aficionados, representing a sort of creation myth of the genre. But the fact is, bluegrass is the confluence of many musical rivers and streams, and many people, most of whom aren't remembered. Bill Monroe liked to talk reverentially about the ancient tones, some elusive, almost mystical quality of the music that shaped him, and that he was always trying to give voice to. It was the droning undertones of the fiddle, the way his Uncle Penn played. It was the deep, haunting sorrow of the blues, a quality he learned from his friend Arnold Schultz. Those ancient tones were Scotch-Irish, and they were African-American. However Bill Monroe came up with this phrase, ancient tones, it certainly struck a chord with him, as well as with anybody else who had truly heard the depths of soul beneath the surface in bluegrass music. It points to a sense of mystery, humility, and respect for all those that came before that helped to form the music. American music is truly a mixture of our collective immigrant ancestors. While the keepers of cultural and musical purity like to draw lines, the story of bluegrass is anything but tidy. The same applies to jazz, country, rock and roll, and most American genres. We humans have a way of defining our own simple narratives for the world, but the fact is that we are a beautiful, multiracial, cross-cultural stew of humanity, and our best art comes when we sit down, rub elbows, and make music together. Yeah. Remember that Irish tune? Remember that Irish tune that Floating Crowbar played earlier, Lord MacDonald's Reel? It became known as Leather Breeches in its American form, as well as Breeches Full of Stitches, The Irish Lad's a Jolly Boy, and a bunch of other names. There's probably as many variations on the tune. In fact, when I told the musicians that it would be the closing number for the whole ensemble, one of the fiddlers asked, "Which version are we playing?" And I said, "You guys will figure it out." That's the spirit of the music, isn't it?